Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. Generating publicity for a business is becoming a much harder feat than in the olden days of public relations. Business professionals have to get creative if they want to stand out in today's media climate. And what's more creative than stealing the news and making it your own?
That's right. It's called newsjacking. The term comes from a well-known marketing strategist, David Meerman Scott, in which you inject your own opinion into a breaking news story in real time. It's a great way to generate coverage for yourself and your business.
Jeff is a writer by training and a market expert by experience. He has worked in the communications and public relations field, for specifically in Nashville, for over 30 years, working with clients and industries across the board.
So greetings, Jeff Bradford. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, podcast audience.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sounds like fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tips. Today's tip, what is the simplest way to maintain credibility with your best customers? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
So Jeff, the term newsjacking is one of those words that just grabs your attention. It's catchy. Let's help our audience get into character here. What is newsjacking?
It's really a new term for a pretty established idea. And the idea simply is to localize national news in your market or in your industry. So that means if there's a story in the New York Times or Wall Street Journal about something that is also happening in your market, that you then reach out to your local media and say, hey, by the way, we're doing something similar here in Nashville or here in Minneapolis or here in Atlanta. That's what it is. It can also be newsjacking by industry. So let's say that you're representing the widget industry. So you say, hey, by the way, in the widget industry, we've been doing this same sort of thing for the last 3 years, and here's how it plays out in our industry. That's what it is. It's taking something that's already in the news and sort of drafting on it.
So, it sounds like this is something that it can apply to just about any home-based business owner. If you're running a business that has a local focus and you're interested in local publicity, you target local media outlets. But if you're, say, have a national focus on your business, you're in direct sales or whatever, you could look at what industry you're in and then target news stories for that industry. Is that, right, is that kind of the gist of this?
Correct. So if you're industry focused, you would target industry trade publications. For instance, we represent CertainTeed, a home supply company. So we would target for them magazines called like Contractor Today, Builder Magazine, Remodeling Today, that sort of thing. That's an industry trade publication. Industry trades are relatively easy to pitch because they're looking for news all the time. They're easier to pitch than a general news publication like the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, because everybody's brother is pitching those guys.
Yeah. So I think we'll dig into these nuggets a little more in the podcast, but it sounds like, there's outlets to fit whatever industry you're in. But most importantly, you have to pay attention to what you target, that you want to target media outlets that will be realistic for you to have success with, and having them feature you with some kind of a news post.
Right. And that are read by your target public, obviously.
Right. Well, in the military, we had what are called deceptive ops. Every tactic requires certain skills and techniques. Jeff, so with news jacking, what are the tricks to doing it successfully?
Well, first is to stay on top of what's happening in the national news so you know what you can newsjack. So that means reading the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times every day, tapping into the AP wire feed, which is pretty easy to do. And then, reading like listening to NPR every day. That's a pretty good overview of what's happening in the national news. Second thing is key is to be quick. So you want to get out your local story before the news is a day old, because then it's no longer news. You want to get it when it's still a scoop for your local media, so you have to be quick on that. You also have to know your industry or your market well enough to know that there is a link between the national story and your local market or your industry. And from my standpoint, being an agency, having a client who returns calls quickly is pretty key to this thing working. So if they don't call me back for a day, then we've lost the opportunity. Also key is to know the media that you're pitching, so you know the right person to pitch your story to. The last thing that you want to do in our business is to pitch a story to someone who doesn't cover your beat. That makes you look like an idiot. Not only that, you're going to fail, and you're also going to hurt your reputation in the market. And the last thing is pick up the phone. That's probably the main thing that we try and teach everyone here at our shop, the Bradford Group, is don't rely on an email to make something happen. Reporters are getting hundreds of emails every day. Unless you pick up the phone and say, if you get my email, are you interested in this story, they're going to ignore you. So you got to pick up the phone. And this is particularly important in newsjacking because of the speed with which you have to work.
So pulling out a nugget there, it sounds like you got to be the first to attack. When there's something out there, you can't wait and be coming up the rear trying to comment. But, you know, but that said, say you do some research and there is a story that, say you have a local focus in your business, you're running a, you know, a carpet cleaning business, just for an example, and there's something that comes up about mold and different kinds of damage happening in that local area, and you see a story on it within a local media outlet. Is it typically too late at that point to contact that reporter and do a follow-up? Is there any chance to, you know, hit a news story that's already been in the news and do a follow-up on it, or you just got to be the first one out the door to get in on that first press release?
Yeah, usually you're too late. If it's already appeared in your local media, they've already covered the story. They're not going to cover it twice. The thing about the news is being first is the most important thing in the world. That's all the journalists care about.
So start off your day seeing what's out there and hit it hard to be the first one there. Well, great points. Before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Little Jimmy's Italian Ices and Push Carts. Start up a business selling their delicious and healthy Italian ices. Easy transport. Cart fits into most minivans and SUVs. No experience necessary, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. For more information, call 800-763-4348 or visit ItalianIces.net or our video podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, every different type of publicity comes with its own distinct advantage, and home-based business owners need to be prepared to capitalize on those benefits. So, Jeff, what are the advantages of using the publicity tactic of newsjacking? No, you've kind of already discussed it, but any further benefits and advantages?
Sure. So the main advantage is it allows you to generate news in your company if your company itself is not generating news. So if you're not doing something that's new or interesting that you can pitch on your own as a news story, you can simply sort of ride the tails of a larger national story. So get your news out without having to do anything yourself. The second advantage of it is that it positions you and your company as industry leader, as a thought leader, because you're speaking on behalf of a national issue from a local standpoint that tells readers and listeners that you are the local expert on the topic that you're talking about. It also, from my standpoint, from an agency standpoint, it's a good prospecting tool to send out newsjacking opportunities to prospective clients and say, hey, this happened today in the Wall Street Journal. It might apply to you. Are you interested? And then it's kind of a way for us to raise the idea of hiring the Bradford Group for their PR needs.
So, you know, a couple questions there on as far as building credibility. It sounds like a key point of this marketing tactic of using newsjacking is that you can use this to build your own credibility in the industry within that you're in. So that's safe to say that's an important part of where you need to focus this news is building your credibility.
Correct. And the credibility is in itself one of the main benefits of publicity versus advertising.
Now leave those referrals.
Publicity requires is an implied third-party endorsement. It means that someone had to approve your message before it gets to the reader first. Advertising, you simply buy it and you print it and print whatever you want. So readers know that. And when you are selected to appear in a news story, it enhances your credibility. It means that you are legitimate and worth listening to.
As far as, you know, you're using newsjacking. So you got a fine line. You're walking here where you're going to provide news, but then you also want to promote your company. So I would think intuitively here, you would want to minimize the promotion that you include within that news story, say just limiting it to yourself, who you're with, and a website. But in your opinion, can you push it a little bit more to put more of a marketing message in the news that you comment on, or should you just leave it at some basic identifying information on yourself and your business when you put out a newsjack story?
Yes, you can. You can promote your business doing this way. And you do that by saying, here at my company, we do X, Y, and Z that relates to what happened in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. So that's a way to promote your company, position your company as a national leader in this area, and also get out specifics about what you do and why you're good at it. So yeah, I would recommend always doing that. You always want to have a message when you do a news story. It's not just get your name in the paper, it's get your message out in the paper or the news or whatever.
So it sounds like you kind of want to frame it as a problem, you know, a problem to be solved maybe, that comes out of this news story, and that your company can solve that problem.
Right, correct. Like a case study. Problem, a solution, result. You want to do it like that. So in general, in publicity, you want to have talking points before you talk to the news media. There's generally 3 to 4 things that you want to say, no matter what questions that they ask you. You want to make sure that you get those points out there. And that just takes some practice. You've seen politicians do it. It's called bridging from the question asked to what you actually want to say.
A lot of times in the industry, we call it your elevator pitch. When you're walking down the elevator, what is it you do? Kind of moving on to our next question. I think we've hit some of these, but this is such a good topic. We can flesh it out a little bit more. Jeff, so you know, it's all about getting in the news. The battlefield objective to newsjack your home business into the news. Jeff, how can this tactic help a small business get more news coverage? In that, you know, say you're able to newsjack, how can you use this to get, you know, to get even more news coverage?
Yeah, again, the main advantage for a small business is that you can ride the coattails of larger national businesses that are making news. You may not be doing something of worldwide importance, but someone in New York or DC or LA or San Diego probably is. But if you can relate what you're doing to what they're doing, then that gives you, again, a chance to get your news out there and position your company as a significant player on the national stage. It positions you as a good source with the local media, that they know when they're going to write a story about your industry that they should call you back, because you did a good job the first time and you were honest, you were on time, and you told them something interesting, so they're likely to call you back. That sources are the currency of journalism. That's what journalists want, is someone who will tell the truth and call them back within deadline with interesting information. So be one of those people. And then again, it positions you as a thought leader. So that it's a good little trick.
So it sounds like, you know, pulling out a good tactic here, one that small business owners can use effectively, is you don't look at this as a one-time thing. You look at this strategically long-term on what are the areas that you could comment on, what expertise do you have? You start building up those newspaper, those media contacts, and then you keep in contact with them. Maybe you don't get the story comment the next time, but you're there saying, hey, I'm here as a resource as you need, and you just keep building that over time. And then that will lead to, yourself being contacted in the future when some kind of a news event comes up.
That's correct. And another way to do that is to use what we call a media resource list. And that's simply a listing of all the topics that you can comment on with some degree of expertise. You send that out to your local media and say, hey, when you're going to write a story about these 6 or 7 topics, call me and I'll tell you what's going on. So that, again, and they really appreciate that because that helps them do their job. So effective PR basically is about helping journalists do their job better. It's particularly important today when there are fewer journalists than there used to be. They're having to cover more than they used to have to cover before. It, it's almost the truth in every newspaper in America. They're working with about, I don't know, 3/4 of staff that they had 10 years ago. So they appreciate your help.
I mean, that's good to bring that point out, particularly in the local markets. There's just been a bow wave that has taken out so much of the local coverage, and it's been consolidated that you can almost in effect become like a reporter locally with your business, just because, like you're saying, they need to get the job done. They need the help.
That's the idea. Just make sure you tell the truth and get back to them on time.
So the online world with all its social media clutter has changed news. News feeds bombard our customer bases from many different directions. Jeff, why do you think newsjacking works so well in the internet age as opposed to the olden days of traditional news media?
Primarily because it's so much easier to stay on top of the news. You can set up a Google alert. It's so much easier to see what's happening on a minute-by-minute basis now that you have to used to wait. So the paper came out, right, to know what was going on. Well, the paper's always out now. So it's easy to, get up in the morning at 7 o'clock, read the journal, read the New York Times to see what's going on and make something happen that day. That was not the case before we had the 24-hour news cycle. That's the main advantage. Social media makes it easier to stay on top of things. So Twitter is particularly popular among journalists. They will often use Twitter to break stories that they don't actually make media that they're writing for. So it's a way for you to learn what journalists are thinking about, what they care about, before they write about it. It's like, again, there's one more way to get ahead of the news cycle.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you should, is it worthwhile trying to find different Twitter feeds to follow? Like say for your local news market, can that have some benefit? I mean, social media is just, it comes into every discussion we have, and it's such a tough nut to crack. I'm just trying to think of some ways to leverage social media for newsjacking. Follow by Twitter. I'm not sure how you'd use Instagram and Facebook, but yeah. I imagine a big part of this is to follow the social media feeds of the media that you're targeting.
Correct. You want to identify the journalists who write about your industry or your market and follow them, right, and read them. They will tell you what they care about. They will give you everything that you need to pitch them properly. The advantage of using social media in that way also is that you're able to form a relationship with the journalists before you need them. So you've been talking to them, interacting all along for months now, commenting on things they've been tweeting about. So when you do come in there with a news story idea, you're not an unknown. You're someone who's already introduced yourself and proven to be an honest person who says things on time.
And I think a final benefit on this is that, social media, once you get it up and you're working with it with the media contacts, it's pretty easy to keep in touch. I mean, writing a Facebook reply or a Twitter reply, it doesn't take a lot of time and it can be pretty effective.
Yeah, it's just a matter of doing it. I mean, it's easy to, it takes you 5 minutes to write a Facebook post, but you have to get those 5 minutes and you have to make sure that you actually do that every day. That's the difficulty that most people find is the discipline of actually doing it every day. It doesn't take much time, but most people don't have the discipline to do that regularly. That's why they hire people like us, because we are paid to do that every day.
Discipline is everything. Well, Jeff Bradford, this has been a great discussion on the fascinating subject of newsjacking. Do you have any final points you'd like to share with our podcast audience?
Just the main point that they should always, don't forget about PR. Don't just think about advertising. There's a book out there, and I think David Merriman Scott wrote it, or I think it was Al Rees who wrote it. The title is The Decline of Advertising and the Rise of PR. And the reason is, again, because of the proliferation of media, advertising is becoming background noise. Publicity is becoming things that you now believe and seek out. So hire a PR firm. All
right. Jeff Bradford, thank you for being such a great guest on Home Business Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To learn more about Jeff Bradford, visit bradfordgroup.com or visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip. What is the simple best way to maintain credibility with your best customers? It's easy in today's world of information overload. Respond immediately to those customer inquiries to you. Call back with a phone call. If you can't reply back right away, send that key customer an email letting them know you'll get back to them as soon as you can. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.